That song, my son, I'm talking to my son, that song in the spirit is a call for, it's a call for the word now. I don't worry about no pattern or no fixed structure, but the spirit of God will interrupt normal patterns. Because he's not a normal God. And so we'll welcome the guests and sing a little more later on. Right now, I'm going to go into the word because the atmosphere is right. It's a new level. Say it's a new level. Say, God have set me up this day to move into a new level. I'm ready. It's a level full of abundance. Wow, wow. Full of favor. I'm going to a new level. This day. And so it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to my spirit that the atmosphere cannot be no better than what it is now. And I don't buck the Holy Ghost. I've been preaching for a long time. I don't buck the Holy Ghost to have it normal. I mean, you've been praising about a half hour. You ready? And so we'll go into the word because you're going to need this type of atmosphere to keep up today. Some things I'm going to say at the beginning that I want you to write and record. So, Father, blanket this place. Thank you for all the people you have sent here and those who are watching online on YouTube and the internet in different places. May they be touched this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to three open it. I want you to look at some things to get you adjusted and get you set for what the Lord want to do. In Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. There's some things I'm going to have to say to you that in order to activate the scripture, sometimes you have to activate the scripture with another scripture that you can understand in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We're talking about God, the Godfather of holiness. And holiness has to be understood. Holiness is dealing with a new level of living. Write that down. A new level of living. It is a level of living, listen very carefully, from the inside. Holiness is not a outward conduct only. It cannot be done unless the holiness that God has placed in you as his child mixed with God's holiness on the inside. Now here in Isaiah 35, verse 8. I want you to get the concept of the word way, W-A-Y, way on your mind. The concept of the word way. In other words, there's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is death. The Bible talks about it. But then there's a way that is right to a man, and the way thereof is life. And so I want you to become acquainted with this understanding, because I want to point out how many times this text mentioned the word way. There's a lot of time I need to know the way. In situation in my life, I need to know the way from God. I need to know God's way. How about you? There's some things my way not working. All right, look at the 8th verse of the 35th chapter of Isaiah. You there? And what? Now notice highway. Highway. Separated two words. Holiness is a high way. Living from the inside is a high way. Come on, talk to me now. Just separate the word. Don't get highway. It's higher. Okay, I want you to get there now because we're talking about holiness. We're talking about a highway of living, above problem, above situation, above normal, above Satan, above politics, above natural government. It's a highway. Living in the Spirit is higher. The higher life is on the inside. Tell somebody that. The lower life is on the outside. But he who knows how to live high on the inside can also, finish the sentence, live high on the outside. Living in the Spirit is the higher life. Don't let Hollywood fool you. Hollywood cannot live like Hollywood. They just can't do it. And a highway shall be there. I'm in verse 8. Now notice what it says next, the next three words. And a way. There's the word way again. You're going to see the word way at least four times. Holiness is the way. Say it. It's the way God can get everything to you. It's the way God can do everything for you. It's the way God can do everything through you. It's your way out of every dilemma in your life today that is hindering you. You were here today. Your way to total victory is in my mouth. In the life of holiness, walking the highway of holiness, your Father have designed you to live in total victory at all time, no matter what's going on. Thank you for your enthusiasm. What a word from God. If I just know how to shift the holiness in every situation. And a highway should be there and a way. Say, and a way. And it should be, you come way again now. And it should be called what? Underline that. Three times. It should be called a way of holiness. It should be called a way of holiness. Notice, my friend, notice today. Notice why you're here today. Notice why you're here. The unclean should not pass over it. Do not let Satan tell you you are unclean. You are clean by the blood of Jesus. Even though you have made a mistake, but you still got the right to walk this street. By forgiveness, by repentance, by cleansing, by the love of God. Notice who it's for now. He had the word way again. Wayfaring. I looked up the word wayfaring. Is a person who walks. A wayfaring person is a person who walks. I love it. Let me find it. It's a person who walks. See, you can't run in holiness. You might miss a turn. See, when he said, come on, class, listen. In the 8th verse, it said, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, those who walk. To walk in holiness, you have to tarry for instruction. You're smarter than the average person because you have divine information being released in you all the time. The enemy can't deal with you because he cannot walk the streets of holiness, but you can. In your holiness, you are his master. Not in the things you quote, it's the life you live. So I believe that the Lord telling us 4 times here in this text that holiness is the way. Now notice verse 9, if you really won't walk there. Notice verse 9. Good God Almighty. Notice verse 9. No line should be there. When you walk in the highway of holiness, your enemy cannot walk with you. No, take the scripture, see it. Nor any ravenous beast should go up there on. In other words, Satan cannot be holy. Amen. Therefore, it shall not be found there, enter the ninth verse. This communion Sunday, enter the ninth verse. Jesus, this communion Sunday, the ninth verse, the last statement in the ninth verse. I wish somebody would get happy in here. Read this with me, loud, loud, but, go ahead. How many redeemed we have in here? All I need to know, Pastor, is how to do it. I'm ready to do it. I qualify because I'm redeemed. Holiness and redemption, or holiness and redeem, go together. It's a redeemed walk. It's a redeemed life. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Let me make a statement here, going to help you so much. And I'm not making excuses. My mistake does not wash my redemption away. Satan brings up your mistake to make you renege on your rights. only the redeemed. So I qualify to walk on the street of holiness, right? But the redeemed shall walk there. No lion gonna be there. No beast can walk there. No satanic force can walk there. But the redeemed. Couldn't you see what happened when you get on the street of holiness? Can't you see what happened when you understand this? Can't you see what happened when you walk beyond religion? Beyond tradition? Beyond regular? Beyond ordinary? Beyond usual? In your divine rights as a child of God? The Holy Ghost will hit you in about 20 minutes. And your divine right as a child of God, when you begin to walk in your divine rights as a child of God on the way of holiness, only to redeem, I'm redeemed. Notice verse 10, and I'm going to take it somewhere else. And the ransom. Oh, Lord. Of the Lord shall return. And come to Zion with song. And everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I think I'll do a little dance right now. And then holiness. Now, there's a few words I got to give you that are going to give you power and strength to walk. You want to know? Huh? You want to walk where the lion can't walk? Where the beast can't walk? Where Satan and demon can't walk? That's our secret. We can walk in those places if we have the revelation of how to walk on the way called holiness, without thinking about how long our dress is and what kind of lipstick we got on, all that kind of stuff. They're trying to teach holiness from the outside. Holiness on the inside, baby. When you get right on the inside, everything else will get right on the outside. Holiness doesn't mean that I'm so good. It remind me of the goodness of Jesus. Yes. And he in me. Yes. Turn to Isaiah 52 now. I'm going to give you about five words to help you walk. Some steps to make. Good God, my thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you some steps to make for holiness. I'm going to give you some holy steps. And so when you step out of these, you say, I'm stepping out of line. Holy steps. Holy step to walk the streets of holiness. First holy step. You in Isaiah 52?
Yes.
Yeah, the first step is awake. Notice how important it is. It's said twice. You know what awake means, right? But here we're talking about awaken spiritually. Stop being so religious and churchy. And I wake up to the rim of the spirit. All right, write these words down. Rim, zone, position, ready. Rim, zone, position, ready. Sam, rim, zone. Wait a minute. Look, I got a little girl. Wait a minute. I got a little girl that ain't saying nothing. I'm talking to everybody in here. I'm watching some people live. See? Because y'all got to stop hitchhiking up in here. You're hitchhiking on the spirit, and the spirit can't move because you hitchhiking. You all up here, all up in flesh. Rim. Zone. What the third one I said? She made me lost. Position and ready. How can you set up here, man? Come on, force yourself to do something. Don't let your flesh overrule you in here. 15 more minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. And wipe out everything you're dealing with. You think he can do it?
Yes,
what?
Yes.
Matter of fact, I feel the spirit coming right now. Rim.
Zone.
Position.
Position.
Ready. So the Lord is calling you to awake to a rim. Awake to a zone. Awake to a position. Awake to our readiness. The beast can't come there. The raven can't come there. Satan can't come there. Demonic power can't come there. Your enemy can't come there. Because you're walking in a zone. A supernatural zone. A supernatural realm. A supernatural position. A supernatural readiness. Come on, Christian. Awake to holiness. Awake to righteousness. Awake to your rightful place in God. Woo, awake to your power. Awake to your wisdom. Awake to grace. Awake to mercy. Awake to wisdom. Not Hollywood. Holiness. Not humanism. Holiness. Holiness is not no denomination. Holiness is a position in Christ, in Him. All right. Awake, 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 awake. I'm in verse 52. I'm preparing to get you some words how to walk on it. Steps to walk on the holy ground. Put on thy strength. Put on. How you got that garment on this morning? Come here. Did it come out of the closet and just jump on you? Oh, you put it on. How you guys got that tie on? That tie just tied up itself? Put on. You got to put on your strength.
What?
Wait a minute, I'm going back in the house. I left my strength. That's all you're doing when you're praying. When you read the scripture, that's all you're doing, you're putting on your strength. Well, God has said. God has said. Dress up on the outside, naked on the inside. Put some clothes on yourself. All decked out, smelling good, and just as naked you can be on the inside. Ain't got no power, no glory, no revelation, no understanding. You're all decked out. Smell you a mile away, but you ain't got no power, no glory, no understanding, no wisdom, no joy, no peace, no victory. Put on your strength. Otherwise, it's not going to automatically come on. You got to put it on. I'm putting it on right now. When you're praying in the spirit, you're dressing up on the inside. You're putting on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. You're taking out the sword of the spirit. You're putting up the shield of faith. And you're preparing your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yeah.
Huh? All right, he said, awake. Put on your strength. O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments. You think a person well-dressed on the outside? Wait till you meet somebody well-dressed on the inside. Who know their rights in Christ. Who know how to bind the enemy. Who know how to walk by faith, not by sight. Who know how to be led by the Spirit. Who know how to praise Him in bad times and good times. Who know how to worship Him, for He's the only one. Praise Him and magnify Him and glorify Him and thank Him for His goodness. But then you meet somebody like that. Somebody who know how to dance in the Spirit when things not going right. Dance anyway. Somebody who know God never leave me, nor forsake me. God got His hand on me. Tell somebody that's a side of me you've never seen yet. It's coming out. Tell them, buddy, it's coming out. I feel it coming out. It's coming out. Listen, there are some powerful people in this room. You hear what I said? And you're going to walk in greater power. We used to sing, he got the whole wide world in his hand. Sit down, I want you to write this down. When you walk in holiness, you are a holy city walking. The whole city you in turn holy because you walking in holiness. Everything around you is affected by holiness because you walking in holiness. You are the holy city of God, individually and collectively. Gonzales is holy because I live there. Dawsonville is holy because you and Charles live there. Say it, and say it the right way too. I'm a holy man of God. And women say I'm a holy woman of God. I don't want to get that mixed up. Here's another step. You ready? Yes. Ooh, look at voice two. What's the first word in voice two?
Shake.
Now y'all say it too weak.
Shake.
Shake thyself from the dust. Shake thyself from the flesh. Shake thyself from the natural. Woo! Shake thyself from the fact and turn to the truth. What God said about this situation. What God said about this time. It's not what it looked like. It's what God said. Shake the dust off of you. Shake thyself from the dust. Shake thyself from the flesh. Shake thyself from natural living. Shake thyself from what man say. Shake thyself from what the devil say. Shake thyself from what the situation say. Shake off your problem. Shake off the last thing you dealt with. Shake off sickness. Shake off disease. Shake off limitation. Shake off lack. Shake it off. You got the power to shake it off. When you walk in the street of holiness, you can shake it off. Go ahead on, shake yourself. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Shake that weight. Shake that load. Shake that sin. Shake that lack. Shake it off. Hey! I came here with the Lord, but I'm about to shake it off. I came here with a problem, but I'm about to shake it off. Thing didn't go right last night, but I'm about to shake it off. I want you to tell somebody, I got power in me you've never seen before. And I got power to shake it off. All lack, all limitation, all sickness, all disease, all problem, all trouble, all hurt, all pain, all lies, all deception. Satan, you're not going to run my life no more. I'm going to live from the inside. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. And he's my Father. He's the Father of holiness. Shake thyself from the dust. Sit down. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Sit down. You came here with something bothering you. You came here with something you couldn't handle. That's why he said, shake it off. That's why he sent you here. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. You're a holy child of God. Shake it off. Not because of what you did, because of what Jesus did. Shake it off. Because the Holy Spirit is going to help you shake it off. I ain't leaving you with this mess no more. I ain't carrying this no more. I'm shaking it off right now. It done me wrong, but I'm going to shake it off. I've been carrying it for a long time, but I'm about to shake it off. They done me wrong, but I'm about to shake it off. They didn't treat me fair, but I'm about to shake it off. Your life just got extended. You heard what I say? Hey, hey, your life just got extended. Because right now we're going to shake all pressure off. Shake the pressure off. Shake it off. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset you. Let us run this race, man. Sit down. I got to have you sit down to give you the next step. I've got to have you sit down to get the next step. The next step is arise and sit down. Look at it. Look what it said. Arise. Come on, arise. Come on, arise. Now, sit back down. Now, let me give you a spiritual interpretation of what that means. That means you don't have to fight that battle no more. Jesus sat down on the right-hand side of the Father. It's over. It's over, tell somebody. It's over. It's over. I can sit down. I don't have to fight that battle no more. Key, you can't sit down until you arise. You got to rise over the situation. When you rise over the situation, then you sit. Say, everybody, sit down. Sit down, quick. Sit down. Then you sit down. Sitting down means it's over. I got this. Come on. I got this thing done. Oh, go ahead and get up. You're hard to sit down. Go ahead and get up. I know. It's hard to sit down. You're trying. I saw some of y'all trimming. I wonder if you want me to sit down. What do you want me to do? But I won't get up. That's one of the steps on the highway of holiness. You'll rise above everything that you're dealing with. And you look at it and you whip it. Then you sit down. I see some of y'all haven't sat down for a long time. Then you sit down. You sit down because the victory is won. You sit down, I receive, man. You sit down because the victory is won. That's a $500 check. You sit down. I'm the apostle of finances. Money always going to come to me. You can get nervous. Don't come around me if you're scared of money. Money always come to me. So don't get up. I give you the number to let you know the money there. For everything you desire, everything you want, the money right there. Look in the eye. The money is always there. Say it.
Money there.
Don't let your mouth run the money away. Wait, I'm not through. My God. Look what this scripture says. In Isaiah 52. As I shake myself from the dust, then I rise and sit down. To you, Jerusalem. Loose. Thyself. From the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. So there he said, now loose yourself. He not only shake yourself, but loose thyself. Whew. My, my. Sit down. Let me give you a few things to write down. Take with you. Glory to God. Have you ever been on a walk on the inside? Think about it. Have you ever taken a walk on the inside? See, I see you all shook up now. What are you talking about? In the spirit. When you're walking in the spirit, when you're walking by faith, you're walking on the inside. You understand that, young man? Walking on the inside. You have the capability of walking on the inside. The battle has been so great because you've been walking on the outside. Holiness is here to instruct you to walk on the inside. Walk in the spirit. Walk by faith. Walk by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Somebody got it?
Yes, sir.
Take a walk on the inside. Where mercy and grace and forgiveness and love can get his hand on you. Walking on the inside, I hear the Spirit of God say, is you're always walking in blood. The blood of Jesus. It's a redemptive walk. It's also a revelatory walk. It's a redeemed walk. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
When the last time you walked on the inside? Your enemy is on the outside. He cannot go through the door of holiness.
Amen.
Listen, listen. So holiness is a highway on the inside of you. It's an inside life. You listening?
Yes,
it's not about glamour. It's about glory.
Yes.
It's a glory life, not a glamour life. A glamour life is a trickery life. A glory life is a true life. See, when you walk in glory, the glamour can't get you. You're walking a higher road. You see what I'm saying? When you walk in glory, you use stuff. Stuff do not. Here's what I'm going to give you a secret. Most Christian problem is they're trying to be holy from the outside. I wrote you a footnote. It's not going to happen. There's a word I want you to use sometime. Some of us don't want to use it, but we've got to use it. Help! Very important word. Say it again.
Help!
All of us need what?
Help!
See, when you understand that, then you can walk on the inside. You give the Holy Spirit the chance to pull you back on the inside. You're out there fighting with that thing on the outside. You're outside with scripture, confession, prayer. Just holler, help. Look at Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16. That's the dancing scripture right now, isn't it? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find what?
Grace.
To great, yeah, help. Find help in time of need. Oh, my. There's going to be some dancing in here right now. What I'm about to show you right now, boy, it's just a clincher. I'm going to close. It's a clincher right here. This is so powerful, man. When I saw it, I said, oh, Jesus, I can't. Can you speed Sunday up? Turn to Exodus chapter 3 and Joshua chapter 5. And I want to tell you about this holiness. The secret here is knowing how to keep your shoes off. What we're about to read about, see, because the highway of holiness consists of holy ground. And if you don't hear instruction, you're going to put your own shoes back on and be fighting and think you're fighting the right way, but you're fighting wrong because you're going to mess around, put your ideals and your answers back on your feet, and you're walking in your own shoes thinking that you're on holy ground, but you can't walk on holy ground with your shoes on. With your sense shoe, your academic shoes. Only spiritual shoe can walk on holy ground. Now, if you don't see this, probably it can't help you. You need to see this. You need to see this. The pharaohs in your life don't mean nothing when you got your shoes off. The Goliaths in your life don't mean nothing when you got your shoes off. The Jericho walls that been built to keep you out don't mean nothing when you take your shoes off. Somebody gonna take their shoes off in here this morning. Something you've been trying to deal with your own shoes on. Your own instruction. Watch me. Your own scriptures. Your own confession. No, you got to learn how to let God tell you something that sounds like it's stupid. and be stupid enough to do it. He don't talk like a man. He's a God. So he say things in different ways that your mind can get out the way. He tell you to do something that you seem like is impossible. But he's getting you out the way so you can go with him. So he can do something impossible in your life. But before he can do something impossible in your life, he got to get you out the way. Your ideals, your thoughts, your ways. So he tell you to do something out of the ordinary. What the crowd will tell you not to do. But you can't listen to the crowd. When you won't hear God's voice, you got to be all by yourself. And whatever he says to you, do it. And he'll make it happen. He don't talk English. God don't talk Hebrew. God don't talk Greek. God talk in the spirit. He revealed himself to you. Won't you let him reveal yourself to you? He got somewhere he's trying to take you. He got something he's trying to do for you. He got somewhere he's trying to bring you. He got something he's trying to break off your life. He got something he's trying to take off your life. He got some blessing roll up for you. They're about to unroll the blessing in your life. Unroll the joy in your life. He's about to unroll peace in your life. Unroll victory in your life. Unroll his love in your life. Come on here with me. You've been on this mountain too long. It's time to go to another level. How many of y'all are with me here? It's time to step into another blessing. It's time to step into another strength. It's time to touch in another taste of glory. It's my time. Tell somebody, I don't know if it's your time, but it's my time. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to move up higher, at a higher level of blessing, of understanding, of wisdom, of love, of joy, of peace, of victory, of abundance. I'm ready. It's my time. I shake myself. I loose myself. I wake myself. In this house, the joy of the Lord is in this house. We walk by faith, not by sight. I walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. My God is great. On the inside of me, he's able to handle every situation. Oh, I don't know if anybody else know this God, but he brought me a mighty long ways through seen and unseen danger. I'm happy about it. I serve a good God. He's a strong God. He's a mighty God. Anybody here with me? Had he been good to you? I'm gonna walk like he want me to walk. I'm gonna talk like he want me to talk. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I'll preach it in the city. I'll preach it in the field. I'll preach it at home, and I'll preach it abroad. Jesus marched into Jerusalem on my behalf on Palm Sunday. He didn't have to go, but he rode in there on my behalf. He's going to pay for my debt, pay for my sin. Did he rode on Palm Sunday? They were laying out palm before him, but he was marching his way to Calvary. At Calvary, he needed to redeem me from my sin. Redeem me from my curses. Redeem me from sickness and disease. Redeem me from early death. Redeem me from hell. Redeem me from confusion. Redeem me from darkness. Redeem me from sickness and disease. I'm redeemed. I'm going to walk this street of holiness. Jesus made a way for me. I heard him say, I am. am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. I remember when I made my mind up. I crossed the line. I made a step into the kingdom, into the family of God. I'm glad I'm a child of God. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Sickness and disease have no power over me. Lack and limitation have no power over me. The second death have no power over me. I have abundant life. I have eternal life. I will live forever. I can't die because I have eternal life. I'm born again. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I don't need nobody else. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Jesus was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him. And with his stripes, I am healed. Brothers and sisters, I don't just preach this. You hear me? I don't just preach this. It's not secondhand information. It's a daily walk. I'm not talking about a stranger. You have to read these two scriptures. You can stand up or whatever. You got to read them. I try to close, but you got to read these two scriptures. Got to read them. Exodus 3. You got some pharaohs got to die in your life. Then they're going to run your life. Ruin your life. You can't do it. Stop your life. You shall not be stopped no more. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The bigger your problem is, the harder you're going to fall. In Exodus chapter 3, I want to read a scripture in a very powerful situation. Moses had to go face Pharaoh. In the fourth verse, it says, Exodus 3:4, and I can't read the whole thing. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see it was a burning bush, God called him out of the midst of the bush. You with me? And say it what? And he said, yeah, I am, right? Now notice what he said to him in the fifth verse. And he said, why you want him to pull his shoes off? Huh? Why you want him to pull his shoes off? Huh? Do what? Stop doing it his way. Got that? Let me give you direction. Let me say it a little deeper. Let me give you divine direction. Okay. But I can't do it as long as you got your shoes on. Your thinking, your thought, your way. Okay? Take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Once that happened, the problem is solved. The enemy is defeated. Because I'm about to give you my instruction how I whooped him before. Now go to Joshua 5. Anybody got anything? Shut up. And you can't get there. All right, I'm gonna take you there in a few seconds. Joshua. I'm gonna take you there quickly in my closing. We're still talking about the highway of holiness. See, on the highway of holiness, there's holy ground. And so you have to take your shoes off. Your ways, your thinking off, all right? God, show me your way to deal with this. Come on, say it. God, show me your way. Every problem in the house just was solved. Hey, look up here. God, show me your way to deal with this. Say, everything was solved just now. Why? Nothing is impossible. So God showed you the impossible way possible. I'll catch you when you get in your car. I got to read this last scripture, then I'm going to read this, Joshua 6. Just give me a minute. Joshua 4. Yeah, thank you so much. Everybody cut to the more koshata. Man, let me tell you something. I don't know about you, boy, but I got blessed today. And I'm hearing this. I don't know who this is for. I'm hearing this. Man, I got out of some mess today. you don't know how much mess I had before I got here. But man, you done preached me out of this mess. And here I hear something else. I hear something else too. And nobody really won't mess with me after I leave here today. You don't want to mess with me. I know a secret. I know how to go on the inside on you. Yes, this thing trying to hold this man or woman of God out. And in verse chapter 5, verse 13, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, and he lifted his eye and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went in unto him and said unto him, "Art thou for us or for our adversary?" You see that? And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." Here come the captain. Now you'll know how to let the captain be the captain. And Joshua fell on his face to earth. See what he did? And what? Worship. And said to him, "Now here it is." You see that? "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord host said unto Joshua, "Take them off. Loose thy shoes from off thy foot." Sound like what he said to Moses, right? Yeah. There are some places you couldn't go. Got a minute? Yeah. There are some places you've been trying to get to, and you couldn't get there before this morning. But you're going to take them shoes off. You've been trying to get there everywhere you can. You've been trying to get out of debt by paying interest. No, ahead of time. You don't have to do that no more. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off, I'll cancel your debt. Stop trying to work them three jobs and take your shoes off. See, taking your shoes off is letting me have control. Actually, you hear it? Taking your shoes off is letting me put my shoes on you. I never lost a case. I never lost direction. I never miss a turn. What that thing we use when we travel? I don't need a GPS. I am GPS. I can't think. I'm trying to think of something. I am GPS. I'm God power soaring. At all times. You can't get lost no more. You can't lose no more. All you got to do is, wait a minute. I got my shoes on. I've been trying to figure this out. I done prayed all night, and I prayed all night and never talked to God. Let me try, I got to finish, you know. Because I want you to see this. What happened? For the praise where our standards is holy, you see that? What the last part said? I can't hear you. That's very important. What did he say?
And Joshua did so.
And Joshua did so. What does that mean? And Joshua did so. What Joshua did? Took his ways off. Huh? Look what happened next. Since you're in a hurry, look what happened next. And Jericho said, make Jericho anything you want to make it out of. You want to get pregnant, make that Jericho. Want to get married, make that Jericho. Whatever it is. And Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And since you got your shoes off, Joshua, and since you're walking the way of holiness, Joshua, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see. Capital S. That's seen in the spirit. I have given into our hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of Israel. Every head bar, I give it to you. He shut up, none going in, none coming out, but I give it to you. And because I give it to you, it don't make no difference how much shut up it is. You believe God sending you to this ministry for me to train you?